And God of Pesach, we said that the Tanoim sat and they read, they were talking about the Yetzias Mitzrayim the whole night. Achabot told them, they said they have to be mafsik today to read Kriyashma. So over there, really doesn't have too much to do with our sugya, because over there, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is just that night, the night of Pesach. And to read Kriyashma starts in the morning. So that's just telling them that the mitzvah is finished, and now it's starting a new mitzvah. We're talking about someone who's learning Torah, and while he's learning Torah, it comes the time of Kriyat Shema Tefillah, if he has to be mafsik or not. So the Gemara says in Daf Yudalef Amud Alef, "Im mitzchilu ein mafsikin, mafsikin le Kriyat Shema, vein mafsikin le Tefillah." So the Gemara asks, well, it says ein mafsikin le Tefillah, it already says in the Reisha, ein mafsikin le Tefillah, mitzchilu ein mafsikin, we're talking about Tefillah. So why does it say again, ein mafsikin le Tefillah? The Gemara says, asor le divrei Torah. If somebody, not, it's not talking about what it talked about in the beginning of the mission about going into a suit or into a din or a haircut, and to be mafsik to read Kriyat Shema. Only we're talking about somebody who's learning Torah. If somebody's in the middle of learning Torah, and it came the time of Kriyat Shema or Tefillah, so we say, mafsik in the Kriyat Shema, then mafsik in the Tefillah. You're mafsik, you're learning today to read Kriyat Shema, but you don't be mafsik, you're learning in order to daven. The Tanya, Chavirim, show you a skin batoiro. Mafsikin le Kriyat Shema, vein mafsikin le Tefillah. So Rashi says, Chavirim, o iskin batoiro, mafsikin toiroso le Kriyat Shema. That Chavirim, that they're always learning. They stop to learn Torah. They stop their learning. Kedei to read Kriyat Shema. Dizman o do raiso. Beshoch b'chov kumecho. Vein mafsikin le Tefillah. Dizman of Kriyat Shema is do raiso, because it says o beshoch b'chov kumecho. And for Tefillah, we're not mafsik. So I'll pause right now and talk about the Rashi that he says there's a difference that Kriyat Shema, the Zman is Doraisa. But Tefillah, you're not Mafsik. It's Mashma and Rashi that Tefillah does not have a Zman. So that's Mashma, Lefi, what there's a Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says that there's a Mitzvah Doraisa of Tefillah that every day, B'chol Yom, a person should be Mispala. Midurabona, they were Mesakin. That you daven three times a day. The Ramban says there isn't a mitzvah to daven every day. There's a mitzvah to daven maybe, but not a zman kovua. So if we would learn like the Ramban and Rashi, so it would come out good, because Rashi is saying that Kriyat Shema is man of do raisa, b'shoch b'chov kumecho, but tefillah, this man of tefillah is not do raisa. So memele, we don't have to be mafsik for tefillah. Well, if we the Rambam, it wouldn't come out so glad for Rashi, because Rashi would say that Zman is Doraisa Kriyashma, but Tefillah, but also as a Zman, every day once a day he has to daven, so let him be Mafsik for that. Then the Gemara says, the Tanya, Omar B'yechanan Loishon, Re'elok Yudon Rab Shimon Ben Yechai V'chaveirot, She'teroson Umnosan, what we're talking about, that mafsik in the Kriyat Shema and ain't mafsik in the Tefillah is not stam anybody who's learning Torah, like it's mashma before it said chaverim shereskim b'Torah. Maybe it would have meant anybody who's learning Torah. So the Gemara says no, only kigoyim Rab Shimon ben Yechai v'chaveru b'shetoros onum nosa, that their Torah is their work. That means they have no other work. The only thing they do is they learn Torah. So since they're always learning Torah, so we say they're not mafsik in the Tefillah. But we're not in the dark of Reb Shimon ben Yochai, so we are mafsik also for Tefillah and also for Kriyat Shema. So Rashi says, what's onu? What are we different? He says, onu hoylu mafsikin to roseinu lum noseinu kolshken shenafsik l'tefillah. So we are anyway mafsik our Torah kedei to go to work for our umnus. So for sure, kal v'chomer, that we should be mafsik for tefillah. So on this point in Rashi, we could have a sharper focus on what Rashi means. My son-in-law added this on, that Rab Shimon ben Yochai holds in Ketzad Mevorchin, he holds that with a machlokas, Rab Shimon ben Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel, it says that a person should be v'agisa b'yom v'layla. You have to learn Torah day and night, all the time. So when will he work? It says in the Pasuk, v'asafto d'gonecho. Vasafto d'gonecho means that the person has to work and work in his field today to bring parnos and food to the house. So when would he be mekayim? That's what Rav Shimon Nechai says. The other people will do it when they're osik, when a person has bitochen and he's always osik b'torah, so Hashem will be mamsi for him his parnos. Rabbi Shmuel says that you have to be osik b'shas zriya, b'shas harisha, you noig minag derecheret minag olam, and you'll have time to learn also. So if we are mafsik our Torah today to work, that means we're not going according to Rabbi Shimon Nechai, we're doing minag derecheret like Rabbi Shmuel. So if we're working for parnosa, so koshken that we need also the tefillah today to do the parnosa. Al kopanim, the Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon ben Nechai v'chaveirov is toros anum noso, and so they are potter from tefillah and they read Kriyat Shema. But we have to be mafsik also for Kriyat Shema and also for tefillah. Then the Gemara says, well, Tani, it says in the Brisa, Shem she'ein mafsikin letefillah kach ein mafsikin leKriyat Shema, that we're not mafsik, not for tefillah, not for Kriyat Shema. And our Mishnah says that for Kriyat Shema they're mafsik. The Gemara says, Kitoni ahi be'ibor shoma. Omar Ravad Barave, Chen Tonu Sovi, Dagrunye, Omar Abelazar Barav Tzodek. Shein Rois can be Borashona, Biavne. When we used to sit and make a diyun about Borashona. Borashona means we have to be machlit. In those days, we didn't have a calendar set. Only Bezim was machlit every year, every 2 years, if it's a time that we have to make another order. And then, when it was the first order, they announced that this year Nisan won't come in 30 days from now, only it'll come in 60 days from now, and we're going to make the next month order Sheni, and afterwards will be Nisan, will be Pesach. So when they sat to make a conference about Ibur HaShono, Domar Avad Barab, Chenton, Sovid Agruni, Amrab, Lazabab, Sovic, Shane, Royskin, Bibra, Shana, Biavne, Loin, Mafsik, and Loyal, Kriyashma, Loyal, Trila. They never were Mafsik, they just continued until they came to a conclusion if to do an Ibor Shana or not. So Rashi says, Ibor Shana, Shay, Oilim, Shiva, Lalia, Venoisin, Venoisin, Mashona, Ruyo, Vetzricholis, Aber. Kedoma, Sanedrin, Aloviv, Alpiris, Ilobolat, Kufa. There were seven people went up to the Aliyah, and they used to be make a maso maton if they should be me'aber the shona or not. And Tosfos says, be'ibor shona, shelo yiskalkilu amoyadus. We'll get to that later. The Yerushalmi, the same Yerushalmi is in Brochus and in Shabbos, the exact same Yerushalmi, only there's a difference in one word, we'll soon see. Yerushalmi goes like this. Im ischilu ein mafsikin, mafsikin ekreshma bein mafsikin letfila. So Omar Avach, ekreshma dvar Torah, saying three reasons why they're mafsik for kreshma, not for tefila. Pashtus, the Sforim learned Pshat Yerushalmi, that goes like the Bavli, that the beginning of the Yerushalmi also held it's talking about the Divrei Torah, even though it's not mefurish. So there's three reasons why kreshma, you are mafsik and tefila not. Avach says kreshma dvar Torah, with Fila ain't dvar Torah. Kriyashma is Doraisa. And Fila is Darabonan. So for a Doraisa, you're Mafsik, the Mafsik Talmud Torah for enemies, so you're Mafsik for a Doraisa of Kriyashma, but you're not Mafsik for a Darabonan because Tfila is only a Darabonan. And this would be Mashma more like the Ramban Shita that Tfila is not Midoraisa. Anyway, the Ramban is from many Gemaras on the Rambam. It's all in Mitzvahs, Esehei, and Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Ramban is there on the side. Or maybe we would learn, Lefi the Rambam, that not that Tfila Einu Dvar Torah, but Zman Tfila is not Dvar Torah, since it doesn't have a Zman Kovua, so it's not as Choshev as Kriya Shema, it's not as Choshev as Talmud Torah, so we say that that's more Choshev. Omar Abba, that's one time. So one time is Kriyat Shema is Doraisa and Tfilah is Darabonah. Omar Abba, second time, Kriyat Shema is Zman Kovua. Tfilah ain't Zman Kovua. Kriyat Shema is Zman Kovua. It's once in the day, once at night. It's B'shoch B'chov Kumecho, like Rashi said. And Tfilah ain't Zman Kovua. Tfilah doesn't have a Zman Kovua. And this is Mamish Mashma, like, this is Mashma more like the Ramban. Less like the Rambam, because he says that tefillah doesn't have a zman kavua. If we would learn like the Rambam would fit into the words that tefillah doesn't have a zman kavua, then we would learn also that the pshat is because tefillah doesn't have a zman kavua, just once in a day, so it's not as choshuv as Talmud Torah or as Kriya Shema, and you're maksim for Kriya Shema, not for tefillah. Om Rabbi Yosef, Kriya Shema ain't tzricho kavona, third time. Rabbi Yosef says a time that Kriya Shema doesn't need kavona. So Mimele, you could be mafsik and read Kriya Shema as much kavona as you'll have for being mafsik in the middle of learning. For Kriya Shema, that's enough. You don't need a lot of kavona. But tefillah, tzricho kavona. Tefillah, you need kavona. And since you're in the middle of learning and you're being mafsik in the middle of learning, you won't have enough kavona to for the tefillah. It wouldn't be shaveh, your tefillah wouldn't be so it wouldn't be such a right tefillah without kavona. So mainly you're not mafsik to the tefillah. Omar Mone Kashaise Kumid Rabbi Yosef. Yes, Rabbi Yosef, why do you say that there's no kavona? Vafilutem Kreshma ino tzricho kavona. The first three psukim of Kriya Shema need kavana. So again, we have the problem, why is he mafsik for Kriya Shema if he's not going to have kavana? So the Gemara answers in the Yerushalmi, min goy dinun tzivcharu mechavan. It's just a little bit. Just a little bit of time to be mechavan. Just three psukim, that he could be mechavan in the middle of learning. But for tefillah, he wouldn't be able to be mechavan. Rabbi Yochanan Omar b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Echai. Rabbi Yechna says in the name of Rabbi Shimon Chai, ki goin onu, shasukin betalmud toiro, afilo le kriyat shema ein onu mafsikin. Rabbi Yechna says in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Chai, that Rabbi Shimon Chai said on himself that he is osik betalmud toiro, so he's not mafsik even for kriyat shema. So here we see in the Yerushalmi that he argues with the Bavli. Bavli says that he's mafsik le kriyat shema, and the Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Shimon ben Chai said on himself that he's not mafsik le kriyat shema because he's osik betoiro. Rabbi Yochanan Amar al Garmi, Rabbi Yochanan says on himself, ki goin onu, she'ein onu asukim b'talmud Torah, that we're not learning, we don't be osik so much in Talmud Torah, afilu l'tfilo onu mafsiki. We're mafsik even for tefillah, not only for Kriyashma, but also for tefillah. So Yerushalmi says, den kedaiti, v'den kedaiti, each one goes l'shitoso. Rabbi Yochanan goes l'shitoso, that he always says, halavai mispalalim kol hayom, lo mo she'ein tefilo mafsedes. Rabbi Yochanan holds your kedavin the whole day, because you're not mafsik by tefillah. It's a reshus to do tefillah anytime you want. So memela, since tefillah is so important, so they're mafsik also for tefillah. Rabbi Shimon ben Chai kedaite, Rabbi Shimon ben Chai zleshitosa, Rabbi Shimon ben Chai yoma, if he would have been, he says, if he would have been in Har Sinai, he would ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make two mouths for a person. One, kedai to be learning Torah, and the other one, for other things that he needs to do. That means Rabbi Shimon ben Chai held that you have, when you're learning Torah, you do only Torah, you never mafsik for anything else. You have to do other things, you should have a different mouth, you should be able to do two things at the same time. But then he said, then Rabbi Shimon Chai said, he won't ask for two mouths, because even if he has one mouth, he has Lashon Hara and the many Averis, that because of that, there's Kitzurugin, so if he had two mouths, of course that would happen. But Koponim, we see that Rabbi Shimon Chai was for only Torah. Then the Gemara goes on to say that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya, that Kshem Shemafsikin le Kreshma, Kach Mafsikin le Tfilah, Tfilah and Shal Mitzvah Shal Torah. When people are doing mitzvahs, like writing Tfilah or mezuzahs, so they're mafsik for everything. So Rabbi Yochanan holds they're mafsik for everything. Rabbi Shem ben Chai himself wasn't mafsik for anything. Now we have to stop here a minute and say why. So Lefidir Shalmid Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was not mafsik for anything. Rabbi Yochanan was mafsik for everything. So who is the Mishnah talking about when the Mishnah says that we're mafsik le Kriya Shema not for tefillah? That's in between. Kriya Shema yeah and tefillah not. So we'd have to say that the pshat is that Rabbi Shimon Chai is just an example. Just like Rabbi Shimon Chai that he learned all the time, he be'emes wasn't mafsik not for Kriya Shema, not for tefillah. But somebody else that is also Tegosu of Moshe is not mamish in the dark of Rabbi Shimon ben Chai. So he would be mafsik le Kriya Shema, not le Tefillah. Then the Yerushalmi says, but Reb Shimon ben Chai is not moide, v'loi moide Reb Shimon ben Chai, that you're mafsik l'asei sukkah v'l'asei slulot. Reb Shimon ben Chai is not mafsik as learning for being mekayim mitzvahs, like sukkah or like lulav, he doesn't hold that your lomed, you have to be lomed amenas lasos, and kol lomed shelo amenas lasos, it would be easier if he wouldn't be created at all, where it was nachlo shenef choshul yosal panav lo yotzel olam. So, of course, Rav Shimon Yochai holds that you have to be mekayim mitzvahs, so you should also be mekayim kriyas shma and tefillah. So the Gemara answers, Tamid Rav Shimon ben Yochai, ze shinun veze shinun. Both are called learning, or shinun, like vishinantum. Reading kriyas shma is vishinantum. Learning Torah is vishinantum. So they're both in the same mitzvah vishinantum. Ve'in mevatlin shinun mipnei shinun. You don't stop one shinun for a different shinun. So memela, since you're already in the middle of shinun, like kriyashma, so you don't stop. Well, like learning, so you don't stop to do a different shinun. It's like you're learning the Masechta Shabbos. So you don't stop in the middle of Shabbos because they learn brachas. It's all one mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So the same thing here. There's shinun, there's shinun. So then the Gemara asks, but it says in the Mishnah in brachas, that if somebody, that you have to read Kriyas Shema within 3 hours. If somebody read after 3 hours, lo hifsid kodam shel Kriyas Shema, just like anybody who reads Torah, Talmud Torah. So it's mashma, that if you read it bizmano, it's boino, so chavivo yoiso mi divrei Torah. It's more chaviv than divrei Torah. So memeila, Reb Shimon ben Yochai says, there's shinun, there's shinun Torah, and Kriyas Shema is the same dog of shinun. But we see not like that. We see that if it's within the time of the Zman Kriyas Shema, so it's even better than Talmud Torah. So let him be mafsik divrei Torah kedei to say Kriyas Shema. So then the Gemara answers, "I'm Rabbi Yudna Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Ali deisho yechodid the divrei Torah lefichoch eno chaviv olav yoisa mi divrei Torah." So he says that eno chanami in the Mishnah Brachas Kriyas Shema is more chaviv than divrei Torah if it's bizmanik. But since Rabbi Shimon Yochai was chodid, he was very mechudot, sharp in Divrei Torah, Mesamir is mechadish all the time, so memela for him, so Kriyas Shema is not chaviv yoisa min haTorah, only Torah is more chaviv than reading Kriyas Shema. So memela, he didn't have to be mafsik, and that's loshen, this is the one word that in the Brochas Sugya, it says, al yedei shehoyo todir b'divrei Torah, that he was always in Divrei Torah, so it's also chavivus, a certain chavivus of tedirus of Rav Shimon Yochai's learning that was more than Kriyas Shema, more than the Mishnah and Brachas. Amar Rebbe, Mori, loy teninan, ela kodam shehu kori b'Torah, ho boy no, so ki Mishnah, it says in the Mishnah that sheloy bezmano is kodam shehu kori b'Torah, but if it's bezmano, so it's like a Mishnah, and Mishnah is more chaviv than Mikro, so how could Rav Shimon Yochai say he's more chaviv than Kriyas Shema? At least it should be like Mishnah. And I thought again it says that you read it, it's more choshev than Kriyas Shema. So also Rav Shimon Yochai should be mafsik. Rav Shimon Yochai kedaiti, Rav Shimon Yochai ema, oisik b'mikro mida sheina mida. Rabban anavdi mikro k'mishna. If you Rav Shimon Yochai, so mikro is not so choshev. So memeila, if to this man, it's kikori b'toro. And in this man, so it's better than kikori b'toro. And I see that the Arsameach seems to be learning that Mishnah is better than Mikro, and Reb Shimon has learning like Gemara, it's even more than Mishnah, so that's why he's not Mafsik. And Rabbana says Mikro is Kemishnah, so Memela is not Mafsik at all. Now that we read the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, there's in Moed Katan Daf Tes, it says Reb Yoina Sonu Amsoi and Reb Yehuda ben Gerin, the two were learning Parshas Nedorim by Reb Shimon ben Yochai. They learned by them when they were finished, they were going to go away. So there's a whole arichus that they were saying goodbye to Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Then Reb Shimon ben Yochai says to his son, go to them and get a bracha from them, because they are Noshim Shel Tzura. They're very chosh of a people. You should try to get a bracha from them. So he went to get a bracha, Ashkechinu de Koromi Kroya Dodi. He found that they were asking one posuk on another one. First they were asking Psukim about mitzvahs. It says, Oirachayim pen tefales, not to weigh one mitzvah against the other, which one to do. And then it says, Pales ma'agal raglecho, to weigh which mitzvah to do and do the bigger mitzvahs and not the smaller mitzvahs. So what should we do? Should we weigh mitzvahs or not? So they answered, if somebody else could do it, so you take the bigger mitzvah, and the mitzvah you take whichever mitzvah comes first, the smaller mitzvah. Kanareh, the Gemara is talking, if both mitzvahs come in front of you, not if you're osek already in a mitzvah. Then it says, afterwards, al-sui boilu, they were asking another Sirim Psukim. It says, that the Torah is worth more than pearls, and all your chafotzim are not shobet to divrei Torah. Mashma cheftzei shomayim or shobet to Torah, that mitzvahs are chashuv than Torah. And then it says another pasuk, b'chol chafotzim lo yishvu bo. Chafotzim is called lo divrei Torah. That means even mitzvahs are not shobet to divrei Torah. That divrei Torah is more chashuv than mitzvahs. So what should we do? Should we be mevatel Torah for mitzvahs or not? So they answered again, a mitzvah shevshalas is halide acherim, so you should learn Torah, continue learning, and don't be mafsik for mitzvah. But a mitzvah shevshalas is halide acherim, so then you should be mafsik your Torah to do mitzvah. So first as there says on the base on the top, mitzvah shevshalas is halide acherim, you're mafsik to do a mitzvah like a sukkah or a lulav. But for kriyashma and for tefillah, you're not mafsik, because veshinun veshinun. Both are called learning. And if both are called learning, you're not mafsik one learning for another learning, so you're not mafsik divrei Torah to read Kriyashma. And Rabbi Kivega over there says, Ayin Shabbos, that it says that they were mafsik for Kriyashma, and the Tzorichim, as well as he says, Fayos, on our Gemara, he says, Ayin Tosfos and Moish Gotten, the Tzorichim. So he's asking, why didn't he say the Babli? The Babli says that they read Kriyashma, and Tosfos Dafka chose to bring the Yerushalmi that they didn't read Kriyat Shema. So my son once said, Shat, that it could be because Reb Yehuda Asoi, Reb Yonasan Asoi, and Reb Yehuda ben Gerim, they were both Talmidim of Reb Shimon ben Yochai. So Manela, since the Yerushalmi brings the Anhog of Reb Shimon ben Yochai himself, that he did not read Kriyat Shema, so since Tosfos is talking about the Talmidim of Reb Shimon ben Yochai, brought Anhog of Reb Shimon ben Yochai himself, that he didn't read Kriyat Shema. The Rambam Nevas Tfila says, Perek Vov Alocha Ches, Misho Yoisek B'Talmud Torah, somebody was learning. Vigiaz manat tefillah, poiseku mispala. He was learning Torah, and it came the time of tefillah, he stops his learning, and he davens. That's a regular person who learns Torah. Vim oisa Torah soyum loso, if the Torah was his umnus, that's the only thing he does. Vein oisa melocha klal, he's only learning, and he never does other melocha. And then the Rambam adds on a few words. Voy oisek bat Torah bishas tefillose. He was oisek bat Torah bishas he was davening. So the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, his mitzvah of Talmud Torah is choshiver than his learning. So memela is not poisek. So it's interesting that the Rambam added on. He said, and then he added on a few words. Of course, if it's Torosir Nasa, he's always learning, so that's what we're talking about, that he's Oisik Batero B'Shas Tfilo. Why did the Rambam have to add it on? So, Bamas, I was thinking, because the Rambam says, in Yochas Kriyashma, the Morgan Avram brings it down in Tzimen Kuf Vov, Ois Dalet, also the Dean of Oisik Batero, B'Yachas to Kriyashma. So the Rambam says like this, in Perek Beis, Aloche He, Hoy oisik b'talmud Torah, v'igi hazman kriyashma. Poisik v'koyre, u'mevorech l'fone u'lachareo. Here the Rambam didn't mention the words of hoyoso toiroso yumnosoi. I'm not sure exactly why, but the Rambam says if somebody was oisik b'talmud Torah, came the time of kriyashma, so he stops his learning, and he reads kriyashma, u'mevorech l'fone u'lachareo. He also has to say birchos kriyashma, which is a chiddush. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Vav, it says that people are Terosim Nosim Kigun Rab Shimon Ben Michai V'Chavero. And they are potter from Tefillah and they read Kriyashma, Paschins like the Bavli. And on that, the Mogen Avram brings this Rambam, that when they read Kriyashma, they're placing for Kriyashma, they also say Birchosil. And the Mogen Avram adds on to say, I'll read the Loshen. The Mogen Avram says, af she'hafsiku lekriyat shema, chozrim lelimudam, v'also lem lispalel. Even in the case where they stop their kriyas for to read kriyas shema, so they go back to their learning and they don't daven in this interval. Kivan de belabachi ein mevato milumudom afilu rega. Since they never are mevato from their learning afilu rega, and ken af al pi shemafsiki lekriyas shema began berchisel. Avolem ispaleli da efsekoyel rak lekriyas shema. That means the Magen Avraham is saying that since they're always learning, so even if they had to stop their learning a day to read Kriya Shema, even if it's with the Berachos, but they don't go back. Even so it says, Aloshen Osher Lispale, because they're always learning. So it comes down to Magen Avraham that even though they stopped for Kriya Shema, and also they read the Berachos, still they don't go back to, they don't do the davening, they just go back to their learning. So if so, we can say pshat in the Rambam like this in Hilchas Tefillah. The Rambam says, "Ein oya isik de oya soy toro soy umnosoy." Ein oya isik melacha klal. Oya isik batero b'shas tefillah soy. Let's say the Rishami says that Rabbi Shimon ben Chai used to have to be mafsik for his learning in order to be mekayim mitzvah. He says, "Lasis sukeh and lasis lulav." Lasis sukeh and lasis lulav. I imagine that the Lashon is even bedavka, to make a sukkah and to make a lulav, not only to be mekayim the mitzvah itself, but if they have to build a sukkah or build a lulav, that's lilmud al menas lasis. So they could also be mafsik, or they should be mafsik, today, to make a sukkah, to build a sukkah, and to take a lulav, to prepare the lulav. So memela comes out that to be mekayim mitzvahs, they're mafsik. So once they were mafsik, let's say they were mafsik to build the sukkah. So while they're mafsik to build the sukkah, they should do tefillah. That's why the Rambam says, because it could be a chetimsa that they won't be oisik b'toiro b'shas tefillah. If this man tefillah came bidyuk when they're mekayim mitzvah of sukkah or lulav. When they're doing Kriya Shema over there, they don't be mafsik. While they're mafsik for Kriya Shema, they don't go back to tefillah, because there, the Rabbana said they should be mafsik the Torah just today to do that mitzvah of Kriya Shema, which is a doraisa, because it's choshev, but it's only for that, even though they also add on the brachas, but they only were mafsik for Kriya Shema. But it doesn't give them a heter, it doesn't give them a chance to be mafsik the tefillah. So in the end of the Rambam is shot like this. It was Torah, and he was Oisik B'Torah B'Shas Tefillah. But if he wouldn't be Oisik B'Torah B'Shas Tefillah, he would be Oisik in something else that he has to do, like a mitzvah. So then he would be Oisik L'Tefillah. So it's an Afkemina La'alocha from this Rambam. Another thing it says in the Rambam, the end of this alocha, in Yochas Tefillah, B'chol Oisik B'Tzorche Rabim, K'Oisik B'Divrei Torah. Somebody's oisik b'tzorche rabim is like oisik b'divrei Torah, so it's mashman the Rambam, whatever the din is in divrei Torah, that you're not mafsik l'tefillah. So here you wouldn't be mafsik, and the Rambam Nechas Kriya Shema also says, hoy oisik b'tzorche rabim lo yifsoik, elo yigmor iskeyen v'yikro im nishar islikris. If you're oisik b'tzorche rabim, so you shouldn't be mafsik the isuk and tzorche rabim, but he should finish the Asokim, and then he will read Kriya Shema if there's still time to read. It's interesting why the Rambam had to add on, Yikroim Nishar Eslikos. What's the din of Oisik B'Tzorche Rabbim? What's the mekor of the Rambam that if you're Oisik B'Tzorche Rabbim, you are potter from Kriya Shema and from Tefillah? So Be'emes Bayasim the Gemara says, that Christmas, so the Beis Yosef says, Beis Yosef says that the Makor of the Rambam is our Gemara, that it says Ibur Hashono, if they were Oisik in Ibur Hashono, so they didn't read not Kriya Shema, not Tefillah. So Memele, that's called the Oisik B'Tzorche Tzibur. And he adds on that the Yerushalmi says in Perakei Noimdin that Oisik B'Tzorche Tzibur is Oisik B'Divrei Torah. So Memela, since it's like Oisik B'Divrei Torah, so the Rambam says it's that's the Lashon of the Rambam, so Oisik B'Divrei Torah, so Memela is Poter from Tefillah. But then the Beis Yosef is, because if Mishnah is, so how can you bring the Yerushalmi and Einayim Din from a Kor? But if it's like Oisik B'Divrei Torah, you should read Kriya Shema, and the Rambam Nechas Kriya Shema says that Oisik B'Tzorche Tzibur was Poter from Kriya Shema. But if the Makor would be from Ibur HaChodesh, it would be more understandable, because the ones who were Oisik B'Ibur HaChodesh, they didn't read not Kriya Shema and not tefillah. And the Lechem Mishneh asks from that, maybe it's only Ibar HaChodesh, like Tosfos says, Shlo Yifkal Kelu HaMoedesh. But who says that other things that are Tzorchei Rabim is also Paters? Maybe it's only the Sug Tzorchei Rabim of Takonas HaMoedesh. The MC could maybe be Medayek in Rashi, that Rashi says in Shabbos that he doesn't mention Dafka the Moyadis, he says the Oilin no Shibos Mashma, Stam Tzorchei Rabim, because the Rabim were going up and they were down in it, that Tzorchei Rabim patterns him. So the Lechem Mishnah says the Makor is from somewhere else, the Makor is from every Yosik B'mitzvah, it says B'shoch, because Kumech of Lech Tachov Aderech, B'leches, Didoch, the Gemara always darshans, B'leches, Didoch, your, it's a Rishus Alicha, so you're Potter from, your Chai B'Kreshma. What if it's the Brahma mitzvah, lechem the mitzvah, so you're potter from Kreshma, because I think the mitzvah is potter from a mitzvah. And like Mishnah Mitzvah Mutalaponov, so he's potter from Kreshma, so you also would be potter from Kreshma. So the same thing, I think the Tzorchei Rabim, I think the mitzvah, so mele is potter from a mitzvah. Any, I think the mitzvah is potter from a mitzvah, not potter from Kreshma also. The Grand Shulchan Aruch says that the Makor is somewhere else. It's a completely different place than Makor. It says the Beis Yeshiva is Tamua, like we said, the Lechem Mishneh. The Makor, he says, is a Tosefta. Tosefta, it says in Perek Aleph, from Brachos, in Halacha, or Mishneh Vav, Ois Vav, it says like this. It's not Vav. It's in Dalet. In Dalet it says, Omer Rabbi Yudin, Pa'am achas oisi malech acha Rabbi Kiva v'acha Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. Rabbi Yudin was walking behind Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. Higiyaz man Kriyat Shema. Came the time of Kriyat Shema, and they didn't read Kriyat Shema. They were walking in the rain, they didn't read Kriyat Shema. Kimduma nisha misyashu milikra. So he thought, maybe they were misyash, they didn't want to read Kriyat Shema. Elo sho'iskim b'tzorchi tzibur. They were also b'sochet tzibur, so memela, they didn't read Kriyat Shema. Kolisi b'shonisi. He said, I read Kriyat Shema, I read it again. But why did he read it again? It could be he wanted to remind them, maybe he wanted to say, it's interesting, by God, the show plays out, it says they came and they said, yes, my Kriyat Shema. Here he didn't tell them. I guess because over there they were also learning, so they were afraid they wouldn't tell the difference that the Kriyat Shema came. But here they were walking on the way, they saw that there was light. They should have known by themselves. So he says, Korisi Bishonis, he read and he read again, so they Masama to remind them. The Harkachitziluhe, and afterwards they started reading Kreshma Kvar, Nira Sochama al Rosh Yoram, the sun already came up. So you see from here that Oisik B'tzorchit Tzibur is Potter from reading Kreshma. And that's the Makar of the Rambam, that is Potter from reading Kreshma also, not only from Tfila, but also from Kreshma. Bichlal, what's the difference between all mitzvahs that we say Oisik b'mitzvah is potor min ha-mitzvah, and when you Oisik b'Talmud Torah, we don't say Oisik b'mitzvah is potor min ha-mitzvah, only you have to be mafsik Talmud Torah today to read, to do other mitzvahs, even to read Kriyat Shema. So the Meiri talks about it also in the Sugya and Daf Yudalev and Shabbos Hour Sugya, and also in Moitkot and Daf Tes, he says, because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is kidei lasis, to learn how to do the mitzvahs. So, of course, you have to be mafsik Torah kedei to do the mitzvahs. You learn Hilchos Sukkah, you learn Hilchos Lulav, you're not going to be mekayimet. So, for sure, you're learning kedei to be mekayimet. So, when the mitzvah comes liyotro, you have to be mafsik, you're learning kedei to be mekayimet the mitzvah. Mashenk in other mitzvahs, you're mafsik in this mitzvah, you don't leave one mitzvah kedei to do other mitzvahs. In fact, our Sameach, and Hilchos Talmud Torah here, it says that he always had a kasha. That Shitas Rashi and Sukkah is that Horche Lilmoy Torah, the ones who are going on the way to learn Torah, are Potter Mina Sukkah. But yes, even if you're learning Torah, you're Mafsik, like the Yerushalmi, you're Mafsik, today to be Mekai Mitzvah Sukkah. So if somebody's walking on the way today to go learn Torah, he shouldn't be Mafsik today to do a Mitzvah Sukkah. So he says, because Lefi the Shitas are shown in the Rimi Korbil and Ksuvis, and he says there's a Rashi in Brochus, Daf Mem Zayin, that Gemara, which is Godoylo Shimusha Yoisa Milimuda, Shimusha of Talmud Chochem is bigger than learning. And what is that? So there Masbir, that it means to be Mishamish the Talmud Chochem in learning, to hear how he learns Torah and how he's Mefaltel in learning, to get a Derech in learning, and Iyun, so that's even Choshever than Talmud Torah. So it seems that Or Samech is answering, that ain't a Chanami, you're Mafsik when you're learning, today to do mitzvahs. But if you're oisik in shimusha shel Torah in Gemara, what's called mor lamdus, and that's matin to the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Shimon Chavis chodit fei was more chavit. So it could be that darg of learning is choshiver, and for that you're not mafsik to do mitzvahs. That's even higher. But when you're learning regular, learning Torah, so that you are mafsik today to do mitzvahs. We mentioned that the Gemara says, and Reb Shimon Chai holds in Kesav Mevorchin, that a person should always be learning Vagisa B'Yom of the Laila, not be Oisik in any Melacha, and that's according to Shita in the Indian of Kriyashma on Shabbos and in the Yerushalmi, that is not Mafsik Talmud Torah, it's Chavivin all of Yosel Mikra, maybe even of Mishnah. They ask a stira that we won't talk about now, that the Gemara says in Menachos, that Reb Shimon ben Yochai says that if a person reads Kriyat Shema Shacharis V'Arvis, he's Yotzei Dechavosu Ve'Enayim Lifnet Amoretz, so you see Reb Shimon ben Yochai says it's enough to learn a little bit. That's another sugya.